Hello, and welcome back to Green Living Podcast. This week, I wanted to talk about bamboo and organic cotton. So let's start off with talking about bamboo. I've noticed that bamboo has recently surged in mainstream products, especially products that are eco-friendly or claim to be. Bamboo is an evergreen perennial grass. An evergreen is a plant which does not lose its foliage, and a perennial means that a plant can live for more than 2 years. Bamboo typically grows in tropical and subtropical temperatures. Bamboo can mainly be found in East and Southeast Asia and on the islands of the Indian and Pacific Oceans. Bamboo is a fast-growing perennial, and some species can grow as much as 1 foot per day. Bamboo can range in height, with the smallest species growing about 4 to 6 inches, and the tallest growing up to 130 feet. Bamboo is typically hollow between the rings or nodes and grows in branching clusters. Bamboo can be used to do all sorts of things. It can be eaten, it can be used as medicine, made into furniture, fencing, and many other goods. Bamboo is a very strong wood that is used for also scaffolding, pipes, and flooring. Bamboo is seen as a more sustainable resource because it grows so fast and does not require pesticides and little water. It can absorb more carbon and produce more oxygen than most trees, and it has come to be known as the most renewable material. Bamboo has become a popular material when marketing for eco-friendly consumers. Now, I want to say that bamboo is a much better material for making consumable goods. However, the processes that are used to make consumer goods are what are concerning. For example, to make a bamboo viscous, which is what is most commonly used in bamboo clothing, cellulose is extracted using chemicals. It is then fed through a spinner to create a fiber. A few of these chemicals include sulfuric acid and carbon disulfide. Sulfuric acid is composed of sulfur, oxygen, and hydrogen. It is a highly corrosive chemical that can be explosive in concentrated form. It can cause skin burns, difficulty breathing, and if it comes into contact with the eyes, it can cause blindness. Now, carbon disulfide is carbon, sulfur, and it is a toxic, highly volatile, inflammable, colorless liquid. The use of these chemicals in such a high quantity can produce hazardous working conditions, pollute the air, and pollute nearby water systems. Bamboo is typically grown in mono plantations for commercial use. This means that there is an area that is cleared to grow only bamboo, and in doing so, this reduces biodiversity and destroys habitats of many animals. Now, this is an extreme look at a certain process in making bamboo materials. However, it is the reality for many companies. As I mentioned in episode 3, greenwashing is everywhere, and even though there is a product with bamboo in it, which is overall a great resource and material, some companies greenwash with the use of bamboo. As I said before, this is just one way of making a bamboo product. So after all of this, should I purchase something that contains bamboo? So for my general personal rule of thumb, after researching how bamboo is cultivated and different products that can be made from it, I personally choose to purchase bamboo in its raw form. So mainly the items that I'm talking about are utensils and cutting boards. And of course, making sure that you are not just buying raw, but also sustainably sourced bamboo materials. I am interested to see where this industry goes, and with more advanced technology over the years, I think that it can be a more sustainable and better for the planet if we make sure growing, manufacturing, and the end product for bamboo materials are healthy for the earth. And next, I just wanted to touch on organic cotton because it can be used sometimes when greenwashing products. Growing cotton takes up a lot of resources, including a huge amount of water. Organic cotton simply means that it is not genetically modified, and it was not treated with chemicals, pesticides, or synthetic additives. Growing organic is great for the planet. However, when it comes to cotton, That means that conventional cotton or mass-produced cotton has a higher yield because it has been genetically modified to do so. So let's look at an example of the different types of growing cotton in terms of water use. So to make a typical t-shirt, conventional cotton needs about 290 gallons of water, when organic cotton needs about 660 gallons of water for that same t-shirt. And also jeans, a conventional pair of jeans takes up about 1,135 gallons of water, and organic uses 2,641 gallons of water. The only company that I have seen so far that is taking large strides to make sure their cotton is organic and sustainable is Patagonia. They are implementing regenerative organic methods of growth for their cotton, and they source from farmers that are ROC certified, which is regenerative organic certification. And their new movement is cotton in conversion, where they source from farms that are in the process of getting their certification, and I will link their website where they have more information. So making sure that your cotton is organically and sustainably grown is a great first step. However, after the cotton is grown, it will go through a process of being dyed and finished. This is one of the most chemical intensive steps for any fabric. As a consumer, it is important to look at where and how an item has been dyed. There is an organization that is called the Global Organic Textile Standard. A brief description from their website is: the Global Organic Textile Standard is the worldwide leading textile processing standard for organic fibers, including ecological and social criteria, backed by independent certification of the entire textile supply chain. And from their website, the aim of this standard is to define worldwide recognized requirements that ensure organic status of textiles from harvesting of the raw materials through environmentally and socially responsible manufacturing up to the labeling in order to provide a credible assurance to the end consumer. Textile processors and manufacturers are enabled to export their organic fabrics and garments with one certification accepted in all major markets. And they go on to list about their environmental, social, and technological criteria on their website, and I will link that as well. So there is still a lot to be done in the fashion industry when it comes to dyeing and finishing materials. As a consumer, just making sure you are doing your research into the company that is selling the material and what company that company is using for processing their fabrics as well. So that's going to be it for Green Living Podcast episode 10. I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned more about bamboo and organic cotton. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Green Living Pod, Pinterest at Green Living Podcast, and my website is greenlivingpod.com. Thank you so much for listening.